Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The GQ article about Jalen Ramsey, the Q&A with Jalen Ramsey, obviously has become national news, a huge, huge, huge news story, as Ramsey has gone after most quarterbacks in the NFL. The writer of the story, Clay Skipper, is our guest this morning here on the show. Clay, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great, man. Thanks so much for joining us. I wonder, when you write a Q&A like this, do you ever hesitate and go, boy, Jalen said it, but I don't know if he wants this in the story? Or do you go, no, the guy's filter is just totally off. We just put in there whatever he said.
It's a good question. I mean, I think that, you know, when you're going through, you do have sort of the thought of, oh, this might make a bit of a wave in the news. But, you know, I think as long as you are open about the fact that you're on the record, that, you know, what you're discussing is certainly material that can be later printed in a GQ story, as long as you're open about that and not sort of misleading in any way, then, you know, I feel like it's okay to go with it, you know. And I think at the end of the day, the responsibility on my end is to give the best sense of the person that I can after I've spent the time with him. And that was one of the reasons I went with the Q&A format, is I just thought Jalen is a guy who is somewhat unfiltered, and I thought the sort of unfiltered Q&A gave the reader the best approximation of what it's like to sit across from him and talk to him.
My guess is he or his publicist or agent haven't reached out to you and said, Jalen didn't say that, or you took it out of context. You haven't heard anything from his camp.
I'm going to keep sort of the discussion between me and his publicist and Jalen just between us. Just, I feel like I got to hold that one a little close to the vest.
Okay, that's fair. I would just think that he's the type of guy that I'm just going to riff, and then whatever I say, I kind of want it in print, because he never shied away from microphones last year. He certainly has always spoken his mind, so I'd be surprised if anything that he said, he would say, oh, you took me out of context. But when I've done interviews like this, and I said, boy, this is gold. As it's going on, I'm going, this is gold. As you're sitting across from him and he's riffing on this, are you going, oh, this is going to be awesome?
It's funny you ask, because, you know, a couple people have asked me the same question, and the truth is, I did not, and I think part of that is because, you know, you're talking about context. One of the things you do lose in a printed Q&A is you lose sort of the tone, right? And so we were sitting there at breakfast. We were joined by his girlfriend and his agent as well. And so, you know, when we were talking, it was just sort of a casual conversation, and he was just sort of saying these things in the natural course of and flow of a back and forth. And I don't know if it was because I was just sort of locked into him and trying to react to what he was saying or what, but I didn't sort of realize it at the time. I think another reason, too, is a lot of what's been lost in the sort of the noise that's come out of this, because there are certain things that are going to be more catchy as headlines, like when he says Josh Allen is trash. But he was, like, complimentary about a lot of quarterbacks. So I think my initial reaction when I left was like, oh, this is surprising. He actually gave some pretty positive and decent reviews about a bunch of guys, when in the past, I think when we'd heard from him, it was a lot of very scathing barbs. And so I think that was my, you know, big takeaway. And then obviously the end of the conversation went away from the quarterback. So I think sort of having that be the ending of the convo left me with, it wasn't sort of the top of mind when I left the breakfast.
That's interesting. Clay Skipper joins us. He's the columnist for JQ that interviewed Jalen Ramsey. And I agree, and this is what I've talked about the last 2 days. I think that through your piece, Ramsey has credibility in his criticisms, because it wasn't just one grenade after another. He lauded some other guys, Wentz and Deshaun Watson and Brady and Rodgers to a certain degree. I mean, he had respect for some guys, and then other guys he criticized. So there is some even-handedness in his critique. When you reached out to him, did you reach out to him because you thought that he would say something pretty crazy because that was most of his sound bites last year?
Yes and no. I mean, we reached out to him because we were putting together this portfolio of young superstars, and I think you can't really have a portfolio like that without including Jalen, just because he is such a sort of precocious talent. I mean, a lot of people think he's the best cornerback in the league right now, and he's 23, he's going to his third season. But you also, you do are mindful of, like, outside of him being a preternatural talent, he also is a guy who is open and candid, and that is, I think, increasingly in sports a very rare thing. And so if you can get a guy who is top of his game and also does not mind voicing his opinion and does not run it through, you know, a media-trained filter, I mean, that's the best of both worlds. And so in that sense, you know, we were just super excited to get him in the magazine and get behind him.
At any point during the conversation you had with him, his agent was there. Is his agent wincing or going, uh-oh, kind of knowing that Jalen Ramsey is torching some dudes?
No, I mean, I think, again, in sort of the, just, again, tone of it was sort of laid back. And, you know, something I mentioned in the sort of intro was he's a guy who trades barbs all the time, right? So he's unbelievably thoughtful and kind and polite. But, you know, I think that this is just sort of how his relationship is with a lot of people. And sorry, I don't want to speculate on that, but I should say in my time with him, what I saw was he traded, you know, the story begins with a little anecdote about him and his girlfriend trading some barbs, and he traded some barbs with his agent. So I think it's just sort of, you know, how he, maybe how he carries himself. It's certainly sort of how he carried himself in our short time together.
In terms of these opinions, some people will just characterize him as an immature brat, as a guy that is totally arrogant. He's got no respect for anybody else. In your dealing with him, what was your feeling about just the type of person he was, the type of personality he was in a one-on-one or friendship or even a professional relationship dynamic?
Yeah, he did not come off that way at all to me. He was, you know, seeing him around people he obviously cares about, people he's close with his girlfriend as agent, he was unbelievably, you know, kind and caring. And so he did not come off immature or a brat to me at all. You know, that part of this process is somewhat grating to me a little bit because, you know, you look at the reception yesterday and you see how many people sort of glommed onto this piece. And I think that's because you don't get guys who talk this candidly or this openly, like I said earlier, very frequently in sports. But if we do classify someone who is this open and who does give this type of unfiltered thought out to us as a brat doing it, right? And I personally think this type of personality and this type of exuberance and youth and energy is fun for the league and for sports. And so I think to brand him sort of as an immature brat, people who do that, I'd say, you know, you're in a little bit biting the hand that feeds you, because we all this makes sports exciting for us. You know, as an interviewer, it's exciting for me, but as a football fan, it's exciting.
Yeah, we lament all of the bland types of coach speak that players give us. Then they give us something that's even more than that, and then we start reprimanding them for giving us more than that. So joining us here on the show is Clay Skipper, columnist for GQ. He had the story, the big one yesterday with Jalen Ramsey. Of course, you can check that out online at GQ's website. Also follow him on Twitter for it as well, at Skipper Clay. It's good stuff, man. Thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate the interest. Thank you for having me on.
You got it. Clay Skipper joining us this morning here on the DA Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.